Hey, Nick.
Hey, John.
You ready to talk about salt lamps?
Sure.
You don't have to be so salty about it.
And this is Stranger Still. Welcome to Stranger Still.
It's a podcast where we talk about strange things
that you never thought to ask.
I'm John Began.
I'm Nick Wood. And today, you guessed it, we're talking about Himalayan salt lamps.
But don't be too proud of yourself. It was in the title.
That's true. So you're not like a psychic.
Yeah.
You might be a psycho.
No judgment.
No judgment here. It's almost October. You're allowed to be psychotic in October.
Yeah, but if you're feeling a little too psychotic, we've got a treatment for you.
And that is Himalayan salt lamps. Da-da-da. Da-da-da.
If only the quality of your jazz hands could be picked up.
I think they can hear it.
Okay.
I think they can hear it in my voice, really, if we're being honest. What do you think of Himalayan salt lamps? I want to know your opinion before we dive in.
Okay. Well, diving in is how you get the salt, because they're in underground Himalayan mines protected by ancient martyrs.
Yeah.
So immortal anyway.
Immortal beings.
Yeah. They look cool.
Uh-huh.
They're too expensive.
Yes.
And they look cool.
Yep. So the claims of these salt lamps, if you don't know, and I really didn't know. I had seen people with them, but I hadn't, like, I didn't know anything about them. I just figured that they were bunk, so I never looked into them.
Mm-hmm.
The claim is that they purify the air, basically. Everything boils down to air purification, which makes you more energized, makes you feel better, makes you healthier, gets rid of bad things in your body called
ions.
Well, I was hoping you'd say toxins, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, toxins.
Positive ions, et cetera, et cetera. And today we're going to explore whether or not those are, if Himalayan salt lamps actually work.
Okay.
And this is one thing that on our Facebook page, quick plug for our Facebook page, I'll usually ask our listeners for any questions they have or their thoughts on whatever we're going to cover.
Hey, also, real quick,
yeah,
join our Facebook page.
Yeah, join our Facebook
page. We're getting a lot of views.
Yeah.
And our Facebook page is staying pretty steady.
Yeah.
So join
us out there. So just join us. Look for Stranger Still on Facebook and join us.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll get a sneak preview as to what we're going to talk about during the next episode. Because I asked what questions do people have on Himalayan salt lamps. And someone said, I love my Himalayan salt lamp. And it helped me feel better and get through depression. And it kind of made me feel bad because this whole episode, spoilers, is talking about how these things are bunk.
Yeah. But
we'll
get back to why it may have worked for this person at the end.
Yeah. So these Himalayan salt lamps, you might be wondering, where do they come from? And I'd like you to tell us, John.
Okay. Well, I delved into it a little bit.
Yeah, I want you to expand on it.
Okay. Can you put like some like crickets sound effects? Maybe like a fog sound effect?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
Fog doesn't make a
deep
sound.
Nicholas, this is my fiction.
Oh, okay.
Deep in the Himalayan mountains, there are salt mines. Put people speaking Himalayan over this part.
Okay. Just like, okay.
Oh, go get the salt. I need more accents.
Don't do an accent because then it sounds racist no matter what.
Yeah. Well, that guy's a foreigner to this place.
Okay.
I'm not from here. That's what he says.
Yeah.
I'm not from here. So then they go and they mine it. They look for the glowing rocks.
Uh-huh. They're pre-glowing.
Pre-glow. And man, are the conditions great. Because down in those coal mines, that's the only place you can't get black lung because the air is so clean.
This is so purified.
Yeah.
Nice. Very nice. Well, Himalayan salt lamps are made from, quote unquote, 25 million year old salt deposits.
How many million?
25. So it's in between us and the dinosaurs at this point.
So they're not Christian.
Right.
Okay.
That's a good point. They're not fundamentalist Christian.
Okay.
They are mined out in these big chunks, and they're usually carved down into the traditional lamp shapes that you see people having these lamps in. Like, they're just like a, like, kind of egg-shaped, sort of.
Yeah,
but they're,
like, it looks like a facehugger is going to pop out of them.
Right? They're more angular. It's like some H.R. Giger stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched this really, really boring video of a guy making a salt lamp, and he just had, I don't want to rag on this guy, But he had like this chunk between his legs, and then he was just like hitting it with a hammer for like 5 minutes. And I'm like, I get the idea. What comes after this? I know that he carves it into the shape. Well, after they...
Sounds relaxing, actually.
No.
I guess it depends on what you're in.
It was poor video quality. There was like no audio, no relaxing music or anything. They supposedly have all these healing properties. Just right. Make you feel better. And due to the various minerals found throughout the salt mine, it will be some color in between pink and orange, which is actually kind of cool to see like pink and orangish salt. And if you don't have a salt lamp that's pink-ish, orangish somewhere in there, it's likely you've been bamboozled.
Oof.
And that's the first of our bamboozle alert, so... There's going to be a few more throughout this episode. Make sure you're keeping your ears peeled for those bamboozle alerts.
Gross.
Here's the sound of the bamboozle alert.
Okay, that was good.
And I was hoping you'd make a sound.
Oh, yeah, but then you're going to play it over and over and it's going to be annoying.
No, I'm going to make you do it every time.
Oh, bamboozle.
There you go. Perfect. The, how wee-woo, they...
Wee-woo. Is that better?
That's probably better, but...
Wee-woo, wee-woo, wee-woo. Bamboozle, bamboozle.
Something like that?
I don't know. Bamboozle, I just think of the music festival.
Which one's that?
Bamboozle.
That's a music festival?
Yeah, it's as big as Warped Tour.
Oh, well, good thing I've never heard of it. The other steps that they do is, they obviously, I wanted to say this earlier, but they give the rock its shape, and then they bore out like a cylindrical hole through the bottom of this, and then they attach a metal base to it that has the light, and it's like just a 15-watt bulb they stick in there, attach some electrical wiring to it, and then it's a lamp.
Mm-hmm.
And by heating the salt up around it with this bulb, that's how the magical properties come into fruition. And according to... Did you want to say something?
No.
I heard the sound of your lips parting.
Yeah, it was in awe.
Turn of phrase. Anyway. So according to naturallivingideas.com, here are their 10 health benefits. A lot of them will sound familiar because they are just trying to fill space on their page. So first one is salt lamps cleanse and deodorize the air. And this is, their claim is that this is done through a process called hygroscopy.
Oh.
And that's where a substance such as salt attracts water molecules from the air, sucks it in, and then evaporates pure water.
So when you heat salt, it sucks air out of the water out of the air?
Sucks moisture out of the air, yep. And then since the salt is heated up, then the water can evaporate off of it and it's pure water.
Uh-huh.
Now, hygroscopy is a real thing.
Okay, cool.
So,
great.
There you go. Their second thing is that it reduces allergy and asthma symptoms. And through hygroscopy and removing the stuff in the air, it's getting like dust and particulates out of the air and dampening your allergy symptoms.
Yeah. I'm picturing the scientist that came up with that concept, like, yeah, man, like, it's hydrogen, like hydra, like water, and it's going to grasp it out of the air, man.
Hygroscopy. I get it.
Yeah.
The other thing is that it eases coughing, and this is where it takes a little bit of a left turn. Apparently, Himalayan salt lamps get rid of positive ions, which can make you cough if you breathe them in. So we'll get back to positive ions in a second. A lot of these have to do with positive ions, like their fourth one, increasing energy levels, neutralizing electromagnetic radiation, better sleep, improved mood and concentration. It'll treat seasonal affective disorders, like seasonal depression, reduce static electricity in the air. And the last claim is that it's an environmentally friendly light source. And I can't argue with that one. It does provide light.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
By nature, it has a light bulb.
And it's friendly to your environment. Makes it nice, pinkish, huge. Right. Nice-ish.
Well, I guess their other claim is that it's mined in a way that's nice to the environment, which I don't know how other lamps are made, but I assume that they're not bad for the environment.
Oh, man. You're speaking too soon, dude. When's the last time you plugged in one of those Target coal lamps?
It's coal-powered lamps?
Yeah, those freaking fracking lamps, dude.
You have to like get the 500-watt bulbs because the smog that comes off of burning coal like kind of darkens.
What's really cute, I think, is that the little things that the mouth covers that they give you actually match the shade sometimes.
Yeah, they got like a floral pattern on them.
Yeah, you got to put it over your mouth if you want to breathe in the same room.
Right, and not get black lung. This website, again, that was naturallivingideas.com, they didn't have any sources for any of these claims. They did have links to other websites that would appear to be sources, but I called their bluff and I went to them and they're just other websites like this one where it's there's no sources, just these claims. That,
so they all link to each other?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No sources. I'm not saying that they're wrong. I'm just saying right off the bat, I am skeptical. This is the first, I don't know.
First site that pops up or?
Well, no, this is the first exposure that I've had to Himalayan salt lamps other than people on Facebook being like, I got a Himalayan salt lamp. It's going to cure my life. And right. I want to save my conclusions for the very end. But I will say that there was a moment after I went to this website in between my later research where I was like, huh, I can't argue with hygroscopy. There's positive ions are actually bad for you. There's plenty of studies saying that positive ions are bad. So yeah. I can't argue with that. Just stuff like that I was like, huh, they might be onto something. But I want to go over to our friends at wellnessmama.com.
Yeah.
I think the last time we talked about them, we bashed on them a little bit.
We did. I also sent her, it's one lady, and I sent her a tweet to our episode about essential oils.
Yep.
And she liked it, but I don't think she liked it.
I think she liked it. I don't think she probably listened.
Well, teach your own, you know?
Yeah.
I'll send this to you, too. What's up, Wellness Mama?
Well, I actually do like her website for this article because, one, they actually had sources this time. They used sources correctly.
Cool.
And instead of having 10 wild claims, they had 4 simple claims about what Himalayan salt lamps do for you. And that was, it's a great night light and a low blue light lamp.
So
everyone talks about how blue light messes up your sleep cycle if you have it at night. Can't argue with that. It's pink, it's orange, whichever. And
I think that's awesome. I didn't even think about that.
Right.
Yeah.
They say it may improve indoor air quality thanks to hygroscopy. They say there's light and color therapy benefits. This is more circumstantial with the whole negative and positive ions, which we'll get into. And then soothing for allergies through hygroscopy. And thanks for not stretching the truth as much as this other website did, Wellness Mama. The biggest claim that I see everywhere, and there's tons of them out there. There's like anything that's hip with the alternative medicine world, there's always going to be like, well, it also cures cancer. Yeah. I'm not going to get into that stuff. Because there's also people that say like the crystalline structure attracts particles from the air. No, crystals don't hold power, people. Do you know any crystal people?
Yeah.
We should do an episode on crystals.
Yeah.
We got to hold off on debunking stuff for a while, but eventually we got to do the power of crystals.
I would love to do that. Yeah, this dude, I had a really deep conversation with a guy that used to live in my old complex.
Uh-huh.
And we were on the same page and we were talking about like science and like life outside the universe and stuff. And then he started getting on about crystals and my dog hadn't been out in a while. And,
so you slowly backed away.
I forgot to feed my fish.
You left the oven on.
I left the oven on at the same time. Hair. Who knew?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't into it.
I
didn't have a fish.
I'm only going to tell the story because I know for 100% fact that this person doesn't listen, but I have a friend that their brother spent thousands of dollars on ordinary rocks because he thought they had special powers.
That's sad.
It is sad. And
look, you believe what you want.
You do you, boo.
Do your research.
But that's a lot of money.
And there are people out there that want to take advantage of you.
Yes. There are a lot of people that want to take advantage of you. And also just some Joe Schmo with a webcam on YouTube is not a reliable source for things like these.
Unless they've got sources with science.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, we're Joe Schmoes with webcams, but we also have sources.
Yeah.
It's not like, well, my crystal started glowing.
Yeah.
I don't have video evidence, but it happened.
Right.
Yeah.
Actually, before I forget, if you go to strangersocialshow.com/shop, you can buy our crystal structures.
Yeah.
Just
are we
plug
Alex
it in.
Jones now?
Yeah.
So anyway, the biggest claim that I see everywhere is that it undoes positive ionization, which despite the name positive, it is bad for you. And these supposedly come from cell phones, microwaves, radios, anything that emits some sort of wave is sending out positive ions. And it's entering our body either through our skin or breathing it or we're eating it or we're seeing it into our body.
So yeah, like radiation, it's just everywhere and everything.
Yeah, except these are more digestible. I don't know. They're more frequent because of cell phones and stuff.
Okay.
And negative ions supposedly counteract these. They're good for your body. First of all, bamboozle alert, if you want to indulge me.
Wee woo, wee woo, wee. Do we go with that or we go with bamboozle?
Bamboozle? I don't, whatever. I mean, you do it. You do you, boo. Hey, listener, just imagine one of those alert sounds right here. Good job. So if you don't gain any of those health benefits from your Himalayan salt lamp, you likely have a fake. So an easy out for people.
Okay.
So I want to tackle this ions thing because it is the biggest claim of Himalayan salt lamps. First of all, we don't 100% know the effects of positive ions, but there are studies after study that say that they can mess with our bloodstream, our lungs, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not denying that.
Yeah, I like both of those.
Your lungs and your bloodstream? Mm-hmm. They are good for you.
Yeah.
They do make you live.
I like them both equally.
Is there some sort
no,
of joke I'm missing?
Oh, okay. I enjoy them. I use them all the time.
You looked at me like I was missing
Nicholas!
A
joke. Yeah. It's like, why you had to judge me?
I'm sorry. Okay. I'll stop it. So, from my understanding, when a particle becomes so charged up with an energy like electricity or heat, it will lose an electron, becoming positively charged. And because of this, positive ions are very rare in nature, and our bodies are not used to it, so it can seriously screw with our cells and manipulate atoms. So if you heat up salt, supposedly it goes the opposite direction and produces negative ions. So it gains an electron.
Heat attracts energy or emits energy? Or
well,
what are they thinking here?
So
the air around it?
I believe so, yes. But I think it also has to do with the atoms in the salt lamp.
Okay.
When they're heated up, they can bring in an electron. So if you're bringing in a missing electron, that's one less positive ion out there.
So heating the lamp is like a positive ion magnet.
Yes, that's the claim.
Okay.
I'm being very careful about this. So I was very curious about this because I was very certain that cell phones and TVs and radios or what have you did not make positive ions. So, because it takes a lot to make an atom lose an electron.
Yeah.
That takes a pretty powerful force. And one article or one document from the Fayetteville State University said, quote, air molecules are broken apart by cosmic radiation, radioactivity, like radioactive, not activity from your radio.
Yeah, yeah. Like listening to radio and dancing causes it, I get
right.
it.
Right, doing the tango. Ultraviolet radiation, lightning, which we all know is very powerful, moving airflow friction, which is static electricity, friction caused by airborne sand and dirt and falling water, so again, static electricity, like rain and stuff. So those aren't so powerful, those last ones,
mm-hmm.
But it's static electricity is what those are creating. Which is electricity. So they're not caused by cell phones or TVs. They are caused by large sources of electricity and heat.
Yeah, or something really big and powerful like a balloon on your head.
Right. Go see it, everybody.
Well, you rub a balloon in your hair and it stands up and
yeah, but balloons,
you become radioactive.
Balloons make me think of it, so go see it, everybody.
It's good.
Yeah. We'll save that for October. October month, sorry. I mispronounced
October
it.
Month. It's October one word. Month. Nicholas?
My bad. So this, to be fair, the document also goes on to state that humidity can deplete our negative ions in a space. But the article was like, it could deplete negative ions. So it didn't sound very confident at all. And it was lacking confidence, to say the least. So I wasn't going to buy that. Not only are there only a few... Okay, warning. I'm going to start putting nails in the coffin, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Facebook listener. Here come the nails. So when it comes to negative ions, there aren't a lot of studies out there that say they actually improve our health at all. There are some, but they're inconclusive or they're small studies.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying that they don't. I'm just saying they probably don't.
Okay.
Sorry,
I'm just picturing like a 10-minute loop of hammering nail sound effects behind this, like someone's building something.
It's like that Weird Al song, The Hardware Store. Have you heard that song?
I don't remember.
I'll have to play it for you. It's like one of my favorite songs. There's like a... Never mind, I'll let you listen to it. So Life Science cited three studies that other people will point to and say, yes, negative ions improve your health. And people like us will point to and say, well, that's a very weak point. For instance, there was one study that suggested negative ions might help reduce bacteria. Hey, that's good. But that was on surfaces of things and not in our actual body.
Oh.
So it's not
hug your lamps.
Yeah. It's it's not getting into our lungs and
I need
stuff.
A Himalayan salt suit.
That's not a bad idea. Go to strangerstillshow.com/shop and get your Himalayan salt suit. And another nail for you. There's the same article on Live Science quoted a scientist in saying that in order for these salt lamps to generate any negative ions, so even if let's say that they are good for us, in order for them to generate negative ions, you would need a lot of energy, and you would have to heat the lamps up to 1500 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
Or 816 degrees Celsius, which is like molten.
Yeah. No, I know.
And they say in the article, it's very hard to do that with a 15 watt bulb.
Oh, well, you gotta leave it plugged in a long time.
Yeah.
Or you gotta preheat your oven and then put your oven in the sun and then put your oven in an oven, I guess.
Yeah, and burn your house down. So
if it is molten and you pour it on bacteria, what happens, Nick?
I think
what happens? No, don't beat around the bush. What happens if you pour molten Himalayan salt on bacteria?
It kills the bacteria.
Thank you. Plausible.
One on the chalkboard.
Yeah.
So if you buy into negative ions, which I personally don't, the chances of these emitting negative ions are very low. Not only that, but we don't have any evidence that it actually helps. The second thing I want to talk about is the hygroscopic properties.
Uh-huh.
So, like I said, there's nothing bunk about hygroscopy. The bunk comes in with the idea that the Himalayan salt lamp will suck in all these water molecules like from your room and purify your entire room.
Where do they go?
Well, it just like sticks to the lamp.
Oh.
But the problem is there's no airflow. So if you have a dehumidifier, it's going to do that, except there's an airflow built in.
Yeah.
So if you just have a static Himalayan salt lamp just sitting on your desk, there's no air moving by it, so it's not going to happen.
I bet you there's got to be Himalayan salt dehumidifiers.
I wouldn't be – should Google it.
Yeah. I'm not even going to. It exists.
On strangerstillshow.com/shop.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you could like point a fan towards the lamp, but then like you're cooling it down and it's not going to evaporate.
Oh man. A heat fan you got to get.
And also like is the air's just going to go right by. Like if nothing's going to get sucked in.
Okay.
But, the last bamboozle alert I got for you.
Bamboozle.
That was very enthusiastic. Is that, you might have a fake if the light is too good.
Oh, if the light is too good, is that the yeah. That's the wording they chose?
That's the wording they chose. But
oh, it's too good.
Oh, shy away.
I'm not worthy.
The real thing, the point that they were getting at is that it's mineral deposits, so the amount of like compounded minerals is not going to be uniform. So if you're getting like a solid light broadcast from the middle of your lamp, it's probably cast out of something. It's not mining out of these authentic deposits.
Right. So if it's not giving you benefits, it's probably a fake.
Yes.
But if it's legit and genuine, it's probably not going to work.
Right.
Okay.
So either way, it's not going to work. And I'm not going to yuck your yum, to quote the illustrious Justin McElroy. I'm not going to yuck your yum. If it feels good for you, we've talked about how the placebo effect is not a bad thing. Even if you know that you're given a placebo, the placebo effect can still work for you.
Yeah.
So if it makes you feel better, if it improves your mood, helps you sleep, helps your asthma, it's 99% probably going to be placebo. But hey, if it works, it works.
Here's my argument on that. We debunk stuff because I don't like people getting taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a fish tank in my room.
Uh-huh.
The fish tank helps with depression. Yeah. Why? Because it's pretty. It lights up.
You got a cute little beta fish in there. What's his name?
Cute little beta fish. His name is Severus.
Yeah.
And
as in Snape.
Yeah. And that's it, man. Like, if something makes you happy, it's good for you.
Yeah.
If it's, unless there's like scientific evidence saying that it's harmful, then it's not going to hurt.
Yeah. So,
And I think some Himalayan salt lamps are really pretty. Like, I would definitely have one in my
house. That's the other thing I wanted to say, is that many places out there, like Live Science, these skeptical places that I got my research from, at the very end, they would say, like, if you want one, don't get it for the healing property. Get it because it looks pretty.
Yeah.
And I think that's fine.
So, okay, I noticed that a lot of these, if you buy into one, like, alternative medicine thing, it's so easy to fall down the rabbit hole and buy into all of them. So when I went to go do my float, they had like almost exclusive Himalayan salt lighting.
Really?
But the funniest thing is when you went into the next room and there was no table for them to put anything on, and there's a little tiny Glade plug-in with a little baby Himalayan salt lamp in the wall.
Oh my God, they just can't escape it.
It was like a little like bloop.
That's...
Like I should like bend down and give it a sniff. Get rid of my ions.
Definitely not going to do anything.
It looked cool. It was just really funny.
So I'm sorry. I'm sorry, listeners out there. But you want to recap for us?
Yeah. Do research.
Yeah.
If something makes you happy, buy it. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Live life. Life's short.
And
but don't be taken advantage of by believing claims if there's no science and if the sources link all over the world.
Mm-hmm. If something is too good to be true, probably is.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep that in mind. John, and on and on. Where can people find us?
StrangerStillShow.com.
And on
Facebook.
Okay, I'm just steal my thunder.
Okay, go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was going to say Twitter.
Facebook.
Twitter at StrangerStill.
You can also find us on Facebook.
Uh-huh. And if you just search for Stranger Still, that's where we will pop up. There's two other Stranger Stills, but we're the best one. And hey, right now, if you're on your phone and you're on an iPhone, leave us a review.
On iTunes.
You could be the 38th review and we will read it on the air and we will give you a virtual kiss.
Here's another thing.
Yeah.
If you're good at marketing or sharing or whatever,
Hit us up.
Actually, message me.
Yeah. At me next time. Oh, the last thing. Go watch Jacory and Arthur.
Yeah.
That we put up the episode with them last week, and then their video went up a couple days before that. No, the day before that.
Mm-hmm.
So go watch that. It's a lot of fun. And then we are going to be on the Deep in Bear Country podcast with Phil Gonzalez. It's a podcast where him and a couple of guests review every single Berenstain Bears book. And I really wanted to get him on our show for the Mandela Effect, but we ran out of time, which stinks. We just got too pressured in getting an episode up, and I regret that. But he does have an episode about the Mandela Effect and his thoughts on Berenstain versus Berenstain. So go listen to his podcast, and we'll be on it. And the last thing I wanted to say is that next week starts...
October month. Yeah.
So we're going to have 3 weeks of guests. There's 4 weeks of October month for us, and then... the fifth week is Dia de los Muertos, so we're not going to count that, unfortunately. Maybe. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But 3 of those 4 weeks, we're going to have spooky guests on to talk about spooky stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the fourth week will be a super secret surprise for you that I'm super spooked about. Ooh!
Yep.
So get jazzed up for October month.
Okay.
Second annual October month.
Yeah.
It's exciting. Kind of, like, it feels good to be doing this for a year.
Because now people are here.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Welcome. So the point of all that was that you can find us on Facebook. And like I said before, we ask our listeners for their thoughts or questions. Do you want to read through some of these?
Yeah. Maddie says, Maddie Rendelick from our previous episode. Mm-hmm. What's a Himalayan salt lamp?
I hope we answered that for you, Maddie.
Yep.
Willie wanted to know, are they harmful? I don't buy into the woo-woo nonsense, but they're pretty. So no, they're not harmful, unless you accidentally burn your house down. And yes, they are pretty.
Or if you're, like, severely ill and you're like, oh, I gotta light that lamp.
Yeah.
Oh, light it up.
Like, yeah, you can't, like, get out of your bed.
Yep.
What's next, John?
Nikki says, why do people think putting a light bulb in a slab of salt will magically cure their asthma?
Well, hopefully I answer
hygroscopy.
Hygroscopy.
Mm-hmm.
Close enough. We got one from Sadie, who said, do people lick the lamps? And I didn't see anywhere in my research that people licked them, but I imagine
that's
you
like
could.
The first thing I think of. You feed them your horses, and then they're like the most, that's how they become super horses.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense, actually. Rachel responded and said on the same topic, do they taste like salt? Yes.
Do they?
Yes, it's pure salt.
Oh, man.
So they do taste like salt.
I wonder if they're glazed over with something to keep them from melting in the water.
No. The only thing I saw in that video is that they shrink wrap them.
Okay.
That's the only...
Hold on a sec. You get snow on your driveway and you put salt on it.
Yeah. It's not Himalayan.
Right. But Himalayan is like salt. It's just salt, dude.
Yeah.
So if this is absorbing moisture, wouldn't it destroy itself?
No.
Okay. Jeff says...
Jeff Tibbetts from Chapter Approved podcast. Uh-huh.
I heard they're notorious for starting fires. Any data on how much damage they've caused?
I meant to look this up, and I didn't, so I'm sorry, Jeff. Let's say more than 2.
Yeah.
Less than 3 billion.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. Anthony Began, he's related to you somehow.
Yeah.
He wanted to know...
He's my uncle.
Okay.
Uncle Tony.
He said, I'm waiting for the much spicier Himalayan pepper lamps to come out. That was pretty funny.
Much spicier Himalayan pepper lamps. Yeah.
Don't look those ones.
I'm just ready for that, like, sriracha lamp.
Oh, God. Yeah, they do make sriracha with everything. So we got one more.
Yep. Jenny says that she actually loves the lamps and they've helped her with depression and her all over well mental being. So my response to that before we even listened to this was, I think they're really pretty and look calming. Glad you can help from them. And that's kind of what we covered toward the ends of this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
If it helps you and you enjoy something,
do it.
Who am I to say?
Yeah.
You shouldn't, you know?
Yeah. Just be aware of the bamboozle.
Don't get bamboozled. Yeah.
Don't get bamboozled. That's all we got for Facebook comments. So if you want to be a part of that, join our Facebook page. It's a group, not a page. And I'm still Nick.
I'm still John.
And this has been Stranger Still.
Yep.